کبوترم هوایی شدم، ببین عجب گدایی شدم.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Hawza Life, the show where we discuss what Hawza Life is truly like for a Hawza student living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali.
Now there are a lot of questions out there that viewers such as yourselves have about the Hawza life in Iran, and that is why we are here to give you some insight into our lives in Iran.
Some of our viewers have some great questions and we're just as eager to answer them as they are to ask them. Here they are.
My name is Rehan.
My name is Oksin.
And we're calling from Gondor.
We have a question regarding
finances. How is a new Hawza student going to afford to buy all of the basic essentials?
Things like pillows,
books,
games,
books,
food,
more
clothes.
Books. Are they going to have to prioritize finding a job so they can actually afford these things?
So basically,
our question to you is, what's the deal with finances?
We knew someone would ask this question.
Yeah, when we decided to come to Qom, our parents were really worried about our expenses. But alhamdulillah, we looked at the Holy Quran and it said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa man yattaqillaha yaj'al lahu makhraja."
And as for those who fear Allah, He ever prepares a way out.
"Wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib."
And He provides for him from sources he could never imagine.
"Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fa huwa hasbuhu." إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ.
And if anyone puts his trust in Allah, sufficient is Allah for him. For Allah will surely accomplish His purpose.
قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
Verily, for all things has Allah appointed a due proportion.
And subhanAllah, but parents naturally will be worried. And they were asking questions like, where are you going to sleep? In the haram? I mean, they were thinking things like,
where will you stay? Because you don't have much money with you. Like, what about the house? What about the gas, electricity bills?
They had horrible thoughts in their head of just like me just sleeping under a bridge somewhere with a sleeping bag. And then her parents got involved and they were like, let's not go into that.
And they were worried about things like our traveling as well.
Food. Don't forget food.
They thought we were going to starve for days and days because we're not going to get food like the food we like. So basically when we arrived to Qom, we had only 500 pounds with us. That's not a lot, but we still managed, alhamdulillah, I think.
So like, it's different for us single students, but obviously if you're going to be coming here with kids, it's going to be significantly different. So initial setup costs, including appliances, you're looking at a microwave for 400,000 tuman to 700,000 tuman. Now for a cooker, it's going to be about 400 tuman if you're looking at a very, very basic, simple cooker, and it can go up to 1.6 million tuman. For a washing machine, there are very simplistic ones that you can get, but if you're looking at a proper washing machine, you're looking at 1 million tuman to 1.7 million tuman. For a fridge, we got ours for 400,000 tuman, and that's just a very basic mini fridge with a small compartment at the top, which is for freezing stuff. But if you've got kids, you're looking at a bigger fridge, which will be around 1.4 million to 2 million tuman. Now, utility bills, here's the good news, it's pretty cheap. Water will be 20 tuman monthly, electricity 30 tuman monthly, gas 25 tuman monthly. Now, in the winter, the price will go up and it will vary. Now, when it comes to kids, you're looking at school fees of about 2.5 million tuman a year, and private tuition will be about 260,000 tuman a month. Daycare is also very important. If the sister wants to study, she'll need a place to, you know, put the kids for a while. It's going to be about 150 tuman a year. Monthly groceries for me and Sayyida is about 300,000 a month. But with two kids, you're looking at about 6,000 to 1 million tuman a month. Now, for your accommodation, it completely depends on where you live and also how much you use your utilities, or whether your utilities are shared in a building or not. So for accommodation here, you're looking at, with a 3 million tuman deposit, let's say you'll be paying around about 300,000 per month for rent. With a 20 million tuman security deposit, you could be looking at 750 tuman rent. Again, it really does depend on where you live and what kind of accommodation you're looking for. And the way it works is that the security deposit, which is reimbursable, the higher your security deposit is, the lower your rent will be. So people do prefer to put down a higher security deposit because you'll get that back at the end. And this is for students who might be wanting to come here when they have kids. For me and Sayada, it was significantly cheaper. I mean, our accommodation was provided because it's student accommodation. We don't have kids to worry about, so we can live in a small apartment.
Basically, as we told in the earlier episode, we got a house, so for free. But still, the house was empty, so we had to get a stove, fridge, and like a carpet.
I got a new desk. We got a new desk. Now I have a place to put my books and actually study. It's not this one. This is the studio's desk. But now I have a desk in our home.
It's green. I wanted it to be blue.
And we have pet birds.
Yeah, birdies. The boy's name is Yusuf. I kept it.
The girl's name is Shamsi. I kept it. Yeah.
I said keep Yusuf and Zulekha.
No, that would be weird. So when we came here, we had literally £500 in our pocket. That's it. What?
You need to fix up your beard.
I know.
It looks really bad.
I know, but I had a haircut, eh?
You should have done a beard cut as well then.
Yeah, I didn't get a beard cut, but I got a haircut. Good haircut. 7 to 1.
He thinks he looks nice.
Good looks, priceless. Okay, basically, so what you have to understand is that when you come here...
Oh!
What?
So basically, yeah, when we ran out of our money, now, how are we going to manage our expenses? It's something that we get here called shahriya.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to explain. So, shahriya is basically money which is allocated for the students, like a scholarship. When you come here to study, it's basically almost like a scholarship. So, people will fund you to study, and they will fund your basic living necessities, your medical, your books and everything
that
you need.
The medical called bimeh here.
Yeah, so you get health insurance.
I had to go get blood tests.
Yeah, so just as a side note, when you come here, you get a blood test done and like...
I've already gone through 3 blood tests, like for different things, HIV and all those kind of things.
Because you can imagine there's people coming from all over the world, from all different backgrounds. They're coming from everywhere, from every different economic, social, ethnic background. So they need to check, like, do you have any contagious diseases or anything?
When you go to get your blood test done, the males, they can't enter the women's side because obviously, you know, we pull our sleeves up from an Islamic perspective.
Yeah. So anyway, shahriya, you basically get bank cards. So we have 3 basic bank cards. Mm-hmm. One is the card of Ayatollah Khamenei. One is from Ayatollah al-Sistani. One is from Ayatollah Mukarram Shirazi.
So basically, yeah, the shahriya money, it's enough to, I think, get groceries for your house, enough to pay for your bills.
So when you're an unmarried house student, you get a little bit less, and then when you get married, it increases, and then when you have a child, it increases again, and then so on and so forth. And just so you know, it's not a lot.
You won't get enough money for your luxuries, you know, that's the...
But then the point here is that, okay, if you're coming to Hausa, surely you're not coming here for a luxurious life. Yeah. No, the purpose is different. So Hausa students don't generally need luxuries per se.
There's a difference. Some people, if they want, even Hausa students, because they have families, they can have a luxurious life. But I think personally, as me and my husband, Muzaffar, we personally don't want a luxurious life because as we have, our purpose here is to come to study, not to, you know, come and...
I mean, some people look at the mattresses and they go, oh, you poor thing, you're sleeping on the floor, like...
Why don't you get a bed for yourself?
We're just like, why would we need a bed?
Like, we have a mattress, we're comfortably sleeping, we don't need a bed. Bed is like a luxury. That's what we think, at least. Even like a sofa set, like in the Iranian culture is to sit on the floor, yeah?
Back in the West, I had everything, right? I had a car, I had a place, I had all the luxuries that you could, you know, a guy my age could want. But then you just reach a point where you're just like, I don't need any of this. You know, a minimalistic lifestyle increases a person's happiness.
The only time me and Muzaffar like spending money is in food. Like, we love food.
Yeah, there's
that
new pasta place.
So nice.
Yeah.
And the next morning, he's sick.
I'll tell you one thing. When you get sick as a Hausa student, you really, really miss your mum.
Even when you have a wife.
Yes. Budgeting is really, really important for a Hausa student. When you're a Hausa student, you need to people think that it's going to be really easy. It's not. You need to budget just like you would back in the West or back wherever you're from. You need to think about, okay, we have this much money, this much needs to go towards food, this much needs to go towards bills, this much needs to go towards books, this much needs to go towards traveling. Traveling is another thing which will kill your budget,
but
especially.
But alhamdulillah, we got a motorbike.
See, the reason we needed to get a moped is because if you're inside the city, it's not expensive at all, it's really cheap. 1,000 tuman will take you from your madrasa to the Haram. The Haram is usually known as the city center. So,
but the place we
live...
But we live
outside of the city center. Shahraki Mahdiya is it's on the outskirts of the city.
It's
in a desert area.
It costed us a lot. Like,
yeah.
In the beginning when we came to home, it costed us so much to go from our house to get stuff.
Yeah, it would
so
be...
So we decided, why don't we spend that much money on buying a motorbike, and then we can save that money. You know, we're saving money. I personally believe
because
that.
Petrol is dirt cheap. I mean,
it's like
wow.
Some sense.
We use it 3 days straight, traveling to and from Madrasa, all around the city, wherever we need to go, and we literally spend 3,000 tuman every 3 days.
3,000 tuman is like 70 cents or something?
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's 3,000 tumans. Okay, so this is something that you're going to get really confused about. Tumans and riyals. The official currency of Iran is riyals. Okay? So when you trade in your money, you might get, for example, like 50 million riyals. And you'll think you're the richest guy in the world. But then what you have to do is... you take off one of the zeros. Just cross off one of those zeros and you realize, wow, I actually have only... So whenever you have riyals, you take off one of the zeros and that's how many tumans you have. Everybody, all the shopkeepers and everything, they usually deal with tumans. It's the same money, but they just call it by a different name to make it easier to exchange money or whatever. I don't know why they do it, but... that's how it is. And and when you first come here, it's going to be confusing. But you'll get over it, don't worry. You'll get used to it. Are you still confused by it?
No.
I've been here two years now.
I can go to the bank myself and figure out how many zeros you need now.
Right. Right, but that's, yeah. Oh. I'm thick.
And that's it for today.
Inshallah, if you have a question of your own, do send it to us. Email it to us. You know the drill. Inshallah.
You can find us on social media like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and Telegram.
And ShiaTV.net. From my wife Sayyida Fatima Ali.
From my husband Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
We bid you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.